I'd like to have Christine come on up here. This year, one of our themes is prayer, and so she's going to come up and just share a brief testimony about answered prayer.
Good morning, everybody. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and so I went to a Catholic school for 12 years. So praying was actually something that I confessed in the confessional to not doing. I did not say my morning and my night prayers. It was one of the easy ones. Okay, I have to have a list of things I did. I have to confess. I definitely didn't do that every day. So praying was, in my eyes, it was an event. It was something that I did in the morning, or I was supposed to do, and I was supposed to do it at night. That's obviously not what the Bible says. In Philippians 14, we read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Huge impact on my life, just having that realization. And Ephesians 6, I want to share with you, as we're putting on the armor of God, we are told to be praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayers and supplication. Boy, that was not what I'd learned, but I was just thrilled to see a way ahead with my prayer life. When I read those things, I'll share a couple examples of what God's been doing in my life recently. At work, I have a couple folks who work for me that don't get along very well, and they don't communicate very well. There was an incident, and I definitely had to intervene. I knew it had to be addressed. One of them had really ticked off the other with communication or lack thereof. And one of them was in my office actually venting about it, and the other one showed up at the door. And I knew this, okay, we've got to handle this now. I hadn't prayed about it prior. And as the second member is walking in the door, I said, "Come, Holy Spirit." And everything else was, you know what I need, you know what I want out of this. Please just take the situation in hand. The Lord opened my eyes to what was really going on between the two. He opened my eyes to facets of that relationship that I hadn't seen before. And praise God, afterwards, one of them came up to me and said, "That went really well." Yes, thank you, Lord. But that, obviously, I didn't take care of it in the morning or the night. That was urgent. Please come and help me through this. And then the second example I'd like to share is just a general request that we've had as a family. JD's going through a really intensive course right now, and it's a totally different schedule for us. And so we've been praying, I've been praying that God would just go before us and work out the logistics so that all this can happen. I didn't have specifics. I just said, "Lord, please just work it out." And He has been so faithful. He's worked out, taking care of our son, meals just coming together. Our schedules are just jiving so that he can take this course. The Lord has thought of things that I never would have thought of. And so we're just very grateful for that. And it is a true testimony to what he's doing in our lives and what we're asking him to do. He's faithful in doing that.
All right. Thank you.